God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, it must be an extremely frightening thing to be in combat. And a number of people I know or have known have been in combat. And it's something that is something for which I admire these people. Winston Churchill had fought when he was a young man in the late 1800s and famously said, "There's nothing more exhilarating than being shot at without success." And indeed it must be. Joshua chapter 10 is a story of combat, conquest, and fear, and a lot of it. And to get right down to it, what it comes down to is Joshua and the people he led obeying God's command. There are a number of reasons they would not have, and we'll talk about those in just a moment. Verse 25 is maybe the summation of what the whole chapter is about. "And Joshua said unto them, Fear not, nor be dismayed, be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight." The last two verses, kind of bookends of the story, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. All these kings and all their land did Joshua take at one time. So the whole story is about Joshua and Israel obeying God's command and going into Canaan. Now, it occurs to me when you think about the story and all the fear, that who you fear determines how you fight. So the Canaanites themselves were actually afraid of Joshua. They heard about what God had done, and they feared Joshua. Joshua, on the other hand, could have been very fearful of what was ahead. Unknown would be the one word that would kind of be a summary of all that he could have been afraid of. But let's think about this a minute. How you fear determines, who you fear determines how you fight. Think about the majority. In the story, there were a number of kings that gathered together against Joshua. And yet, it's quite interesting because every time an enemy came up against Joshua, they became more a new part of the example of God's fighting for Israel. Rahab said, "We've heard what God did to Egypt." And then later, people said, "We heard what God did to Egypt and Jericho." And then later, "We heard what God did to Egypt, Jericho, and what God has done at Ai." And later, "We heard what God did to Egypt and Jericho and Ai and all the kings that rose up against Joshua in Canaan." So we can sometimes fear the majority. And there were five kings against one Israel, and there were many more to come. And yet, as the evangelist Bob Jones said, you and God make a majority. So who you fear determines how you fight. Now, I don't mean physically you're fighting against people, but their ideas, there's the zeitgeist, there's the prevalent thinking of the age, there is peer pressure, and sometimes we can fear these things. Just remember, when you fear the majority, that God has been good and God has been sufficient before, and he will yet again. Secondly, we can fear the status quo. You know, the status quo is simply the status you know. It's static. It's stayed. It's the same. And sometimes we fear of changing that. And sometimes we fear not changing that. We can fear that nothing will change, or we can fear that things will change. You know, it occurs to me that one of the five kings, in fact, the king that began this confederacy against Joshua, against whom Israel fought, was the king of Jerusalem. Now, if that sounds familiar, it's because you always think of Jerusalem in relation to Israel. But that wasn't the status quo that Joshua came into. This was a place that had been something far different for who knows how long. So sometimes we fear the status quo. Sometimes we fear just the environment, the general tenor of things in our world. And yet the Bible says that Joshua spoke to the Lord and asked God to make the sun stand still. And the Bible says the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. And it occurs to me that the sun was Canaan's deity, but it was Jehovah's servant. So whatever it is you may fear this morning, remember that you have a God that is far greater than all of them, and that he has a track record, And just as he brought Israel through Egypt, he would bring them across Jordan. Just as he gave victory over Jericho, he would provide for them in Ai. Just as he helped give them victory over Ai, he would help them with a majority of kings that stood against them when they were threatening a status quo that seemed very mighty indeed. And the very environment, the very sun, was under God's control. So who you fear determines how you fight. May God help us to fear the God of heaven and earth.